David Dolan, we told you, would be our guest as we look at the Middle East news update. He's here. He's Mike's side. He's covered the Middle East for a number of years from his vantage point in Jerusalem, and he helps us to understand what's happening. David, I just finished a conversation with Colonel Bob McGinnis in Washington. He was talking about the fact that the Mossad leader was in the United States. Now, he made the statement, nobody can sneak into Washington, D.C., howbeit Senator Feinstein from California did let it out that the Mossad leader was here for secret talks. And the conversation on the morning talk programs on Friday was the concern about the possibility of a preemptive strike by Israel on Iran and their nuclear facilities. What's the latest? What's the buzz there? Is there preparation for this to take place, and could it happen? They said a window maybe April, May, or June. What do you think?
Well, of course, Jimmy, that was based on some comments that Defense Secretary Leon Panetta made earlier in the week, that Israel was indeed looking at this option, at this possibility, and that he noted there was some sort of a window of time that that this was more possible, and that's due to several factors, factors inside of Israel, factors inside of Iran, the upcoming U.S. presidential elections later in the year, and some other things, meaning that the first half of the year would be a more likely time for Israel to strike. Of course, the Israeli leaders are not at all publicly commenting on these stories, but we did have Prime Minister Netanyahu just a few weeks ago, while ending a visit to Holland, state again that world leaders must take very seriously Iran's nuclear ambitions, that the time to act upon that is now, that time is slipping away, and he didn't state it outright, but he clearly implied that if others don't take up this gauntlet, that Israel will be forced to do so, again, because the Iranian leaders are vowing to destroy Israel and are working on a nuclear program, even though they say it's a peaceful one. Again, we had Atomic Energy Agency inspectors over in Iran this past week looking at their program, and they stated in a report last November that there is a nuclear weapons aspect to this program. So the apparent presence of the Mossad chief in Washington, I don't know why Senator Feinstein would have leaked that information, but nevertheless she did, is certainly another indication that top-level talks are going on between the White House, the State Department, and the Netanyahu government and the secret services of Israel, undoubtedly focusing on Iran, but of course also, I'm sure, discussing the grim situation in Syria, the growing civil war in Syria, Iran's closest Arab ally, and of course growing unrest in Egypt as well. So probably all of these topics were discussed in these unannounced, unconfirmed meetings that apparently took place.
I'm going to talk to you about Syria and Egypt in just a moment, but let me stick on this issue for one more moment or two. At the Herzliya Conference, a gathering of military leaders, world leaders, journalists, academicians, whatever, the Minister of Strategic Affairs there in Israel made the statement that the Israelis can strike and hit any target, any nuclear target in Iran. Now, I know you said that the military is not really giving anything to the media or anybody else about when this might happen. But that statement seems to indicate the IDF is ready to do it. Are they capable of hitting all of these targets if they need be?
Well, Jimmy, they've been openly preparing for a possible strike for several years now. They haven't hidden that fact. They've had drills in Italy, over the mountains of Romania and Yugoslavia and other Eastern European countries that are very mountainous and very similar to the terrain that exists in Iran. So the Israelis have never hidden this, the fact that they are preparing for a possible military strike. Of course, they hope that the reality that they're doing so will act as a deterrence to Iran continuing with its nuclear weapons development program. But since it apparently has not done so, we had another hardline speech from Ayatollah Khamenei on Thursday, vowing that Iran will continue with its program, that no foreign interference will be allowed. And he said this to the chairs of many Iranian Muslims in his audience. You know, this indicates that Israel is prepared. But again, the experts have always said it's going to be difficult. Some of these nuclear targets are in eastern Iran. They are nearly 1,500 miles from Israeli airspace. The Israeli jets, if they were operating out of Israel, would have to refuel in flight. The most direct path would be over Iraq, which could be problematic. If they operate from a neighboring state, this could be difficult. So all of these things are up in the air, but certainly they are preparing as best they can for that possibility.
David, I have a couple of other issues. If we can cover them staccato type-like, we'd appreciate it. IDF Chief of Staff saying, in addition to everything you've been talking to us about, he said and warned that there are 200,000 missiles aimed at Israel. What about that?
Well, and a good portion of those, Jimmy, are in Lebanon, Hezbollah missiles aimed at Israel, and these are actually of more concern to the Israeli leadership than the Iranian ballistic missiles, which we know they do have. They've test-fired them. We know they are capable of hitting Israel in a technical sense, but Israel has this wonderful system jointly developed with the United States, the Arrow Anti-Missile Ballistic System, that would take out missiles high up in the atmosphere. If fired from Iran, they would have to go way up into the lower outer space, really, and then come back down to hit Israel. Those they can deal with. The low-flying missiles that could be fired from next-door Lebanon, we're talking about a distance, as you know, of just 10 miles from the Lebanese border to the city of Haifa and just about 40 miles from the Lebanese border to Tel Aviv, these are the missiles that they're most worried about because they're harder to detect. They fly low under the radar, and potentially some of those could be equipped with small nuclear devices or chemical warheads. And Israel does have this Iron Dome anti-missile system that was demonstrated last year when Hamas fired rockets and Islamic Jihad as well from the Gaza Strip at Beersheba and at Ashdod and Ashkelon and at South Tel Aviv. And it successfully took out a number of those, but it can only handle a few at a time. And if a barrage of rockets were fired, it would be very difficult to get any but a few of them. And that is what they're most concerned about. And, of course, also Syria's major missile arsenal. They have Russian-supplied SS-21 multi-rocket launchers and many other deadly rockets that we know they have quite a large chemical weapons capability. And with the Assad regime, again, vowing just this week that they will not become another Libya or another they will not allow the leader to be deposed like the Libyan leader was or Mubarak was in Egypt. There is the prospect that Syria might lash out at Israel to try to divert internal attention from their own civil strife. So these are things that are very worrisome for the Israeli leadership, military and political, and they're watching it very closely.
In about 15 seconds, David, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ready to give up some parts of Judea and Samaria. Those are biblical homelands for the Jewish settlers out there, if indeed he can come to a peaceful agreement. The Palestinians. That's going to bring probably his government down, would it not?
It would, but it's so theoretical, Jimmy. The Palestinians are not even willing to talk to the Israelis at present. We're dealing with these other crisis situations all around us. So the issue with the Palestinians is really on the back burner now, and he's saying that, but there's no action going to happen certainly anytime soon.
David Dolan, he covers the Middle East for us. We're so grateful again to this broadcast partner. We have these men that come to the table. These microphones are used to get information to you, those eavesdropping on the conversation, to help you understand the times. David, thank you so much, my friend.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.